Continuing our Warren County Board of Supervisors primary candidates interviews with District 1 with Brian Arnold. Brian, tell us about yourself and the decision to run for Warren County Supervisors.
All right. Well, first of all, Andrew, thank you for having me, and it's good to be with you. But basically, I've got about 25 years of experience in both city and county government. I've done a lot of things, you know, in the past. I've worked in the assessor offices. I worked in planning and zoning. You know, I've developed budgets. I'm familiar with the levying and, you know, how things operate on the county level. About a little less than 2 years ago, I actually went out and started my own consulting business. I do primarily contract work for government agencies, you know, mainly assessor offices. But so I do have some time to kind of, I guess, I use the word give back, although it's, you know, it's not really a giving endeavor, but you know, I feel like I can do some good there with the experience that I have, because I have a good understanding. And I also, I don't have a, you know, a 40 hour, you know, a week job or anything that, you know, I can schedule around, and I can be, you know, I can dedicate the time that's needed, you know, to be an effective supervisor.
We'll talk about your qualifications, what you would think you would bring to the Warren County Board of Supervisors if elected in the primary and eventually the general.
Right. So, I mean, in my past experiences, I've done, you know, contract negotiations. You know, I've developed budgets, you know, multi-million dollar budgets that, you know, I've been a department head, you know, for, you know, a couple of different counties. I've worked in several places. I'm originally from Omaha, Nebraska. And I've worked in a county there, Douglas County. I've worked in Dallas County, Polk County, Warren County. And now I work in a lot of different jurisdictions. So I see a lot of, you know, different things. And with my experience, I think, you know, I do see how different counties operate. So maybe it's something good that maybe I can bring new ideas. You know, and I'm looking to, with my experience, what I want to do is do the best, you know, thing for people in Warren County. And with an emphasis and prior to, you know, I want to my priorities are going to be public safety and, of course, our roads and bridges that I hear, you know, so much from people that I'm out, you know, talking door to door. And those seem to be kind of the hot button issues that most people are interested in, is public safety and roads and bridges.
What would you want to continue for the Board of Supervisors that they currently do well? And then as the board expands from 3 to 5, what would you like to focus on as far as change?
Well, I think one thing that the county does very well, I don't know that people have a good handle on this all the time, but actually Warren County does a good job of keeping the spending at a minimum. I know it doesn't feel like that to people a lot of times, but Warren County actually has one of the lowest tax levies in the state of Iowa, and a lot of people don't realize that. Obviously, I'd want to continue that. We want to, you know, we want to keep that levy low, and we don't want to be collecting more taxes than needed. But then also, we've had some big recent. We've invested in some infrastructure, mainly like the new Justice Center, the new courthouse, new jail. We have a new secondary roads building that's coming online, and we want to maintain that stuff. So we can't cut spending to the point where we're not taking care of our infrastructure. We don't want to be in a situation where we were before with the, you know, our deteriorating courthouse and jail. So those are some things that I would, you know, carry forward, is, you know, keeping the spending low. But then also with the new board, the 5 members, there's a lot more opportunity for collaboration with 5 members as opposed to 3. You have a lot more opportunity, you know, to work with other board members and even maybe team up on a couple, you know, projects or whatever we need to do.
If people wanted to learn more about you or your campaign, how should they go about doing that and getting in contact with you if they have any questions?
Sure. I have a Facebook page, so if you just look up Brian Arnold for Warren County Supervisor District 1, I should pop up there, and you can contact me through there. You know, otherwise, You can also, you know, reach out to me at, it's B Arnold, I-N-C, so it looks like B Arnold Inc. at gmail.com.